Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 71, recorded on August 12th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean, and I work on the product team here at OneTrust, and I'm the host of this podcast. Before jumping into the main content, I wanted to mention that in addition to release notes and other documents on my OneTrust, there are also release feature overview videos and some feature technical enablement videos. These can be found on my OneTrust by clicking on More, then Product Updates, and then Release Videos. If you want to get some hands-on experience with the product, also check out our hands-on labs, which can be found at labs.onetrust.com. This episode will be dedicated to the remaining features in the 2025.08.1.0 release that I didn't cover in episode 69. 2025.08.1.0 started rolling out to environments on August 4th, 2025. As always, it's a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectation for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, let's start off with cookie consent. There are several features that are going general availability. The first is define the order of buttons on the CMP. You can configure the positioning of buttons on your banners within the button sets section of the template details screen. This enhancement allows you to specify the positioning of buttons on your banner and preference center for a more customized experience. The next feature is disable the allow all button on preference centers. You can enable or disable the allow all button when configuring your preference center using the show allow all button setting. This enhancement enables you to configure whether to display an allow all button. This enhancement also displays the allow all button as aligned with other preference center buttons such as reject all and confirm my choices for a more consistent experience. The final feature that's general availability is scan behind login multi-factor authentication support. You can configure your scan login settings to support multi-factor authentication or MFA when configuring a new scan behind authentication. This enhancement enables you to equip the scanner to complete an authenticator such as Google Authenticator or Microsoft Authenticator app-based one-time password MFA when scanning behind login. There are three new public preview features. The first is enhanced auto-blocking interface. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can lever an improved auto-blocking experience featuring a redesigned safe list, block list, and match list. This enhancement auto-block tab is designed for a quicker and easier user experience when reviewing and blocking URLs. The next feature in public preview is compliance monitoring. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can evaluate your CMP implementation for compliance with various legal frameworks using the compliance monitoring interface. This feature enables you to view potential risks for non-compliance across your domains and provide suggestions to improve your configurations. If you're interested in much more detail on this feature, please check out the feature technical enablement video specifically for compliance monitoring on my OneTrust. The final public preview feature is the screen header enhancements feature, which I've mentioned in podcast number 69 and won't go into details other than this is updating the screen headers, the button locations potentially, and the names of the buttons. So check that out in podcast 69, or also check it out on the My OneTrust website in the release notes. Next up is data catalog. There are two new public preview features. One of them is the screen header enhancements. The other one is data policy insights. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can leverage centralized actionable insights for data policy and usage violations, which enables teams to proactively identify, investigate, and address non-compliant behavior. This enhances governance, supports audit readiness, and reduces the risk of data misuse for responsible, compliant data practices across the organization. Next up is data discovery. There are two new features that are general availability and one public preview, which is the screen header enhancements. In the general availability, the first is intelligent sampling. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can configure catalog and scan type profiles with a more efficient and unbiased sampling approach to maintain accuracy and representation across an entire data set. This enhancement allows you to make faster data governance decisions, reduce processing costs, and ensures you are not missing critical patterns or sensitive data that might be unevenly distributed throughout data stores. And note that this is currently only available for Snowflake and RDBMS data sources. The second feature is updated classification APIs. The following changes have been made to the classification APIs. First, we've updated the Git list of custom classifiers API to include the new mapped term ID query parameter. This enhancement allows you to filter the list of classifiers which are associated with a specific glossary term. The next is the detector type response parameter now supports template and complex values. Template indicates that a custom classifier is derived from an existing system classifier, while complex indicates that the custom classifier contains multiple detector types in the definition. For example, combination of pattern and dictionary. Next, we have data mapping automation. There are three new public preview features, one of which is the screen editor enhancements. The second feature is lightweight worker node deployment and automation. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can now deploy a modular version of our worker node that grants a simplified experience and minimizes the need for specialized personnel. It can retrieve all prerequisites and images from a cloud API, ensuring smooth, firewall-independent deployment. With the lightweight worker node, privacy teams can connect to diverse data sources to automatically discover, classify, and map data, enabling effortless data map population and record processing for improved governance and regulatory readiness. Note that the lightweight worker node feature is used with our data element and asset detection capabilities, which are all required to conduct privacy automation. The next feature is inventory similarity scan, and this feature is available with customers on the new solution packaging only. You can detect similar records in your data map for new records that have been added through various sources. Different than our duplicate asset functionality, the scan displays information about similar records within the new records to ensure users can easily find a record that is similar to the new entry. In incident management, there are two new GA features and one public preview, which is the new screen editor enhancements. In general availability, the first feature is Incident Management Insights Dashboard. Utilize highly customizable reporting and analytic capabilities using the Incident Management Insights Dashboard to analyze data captured across incident management. This dashboard can be used to view key metrics related to incidents and jurisdictions. The second new feature is Reorder Attribute Options. You can reorder options for incident attributes that require a selection from a list. This new drag-and-drop functionality in the Attribute Manager lets you customize the display order of attribute options when managing records. Reordering is supported for systems and custom attribute options with the following response types: single select, multi-select, and numeric single select. Next, we're going to look at integrations. There are three new features that are generally available and one public preview, which is the screen header enhancements. The first general availability feature is workflow log improvements. You can inspect workflow logs for failed or pending messages with our more usable and user-friendly interface. The redesigned experience allows you to quickly identify and resolve issues independently without involving OneTrust support. The second feature is table enhancements for logs and connections. Tables and table functionality within the logs and connections screen have been upgraded to improve usability, accessibility, and customization, including resizable columns, more records per view, clearer rows actions, and more. These updates are designed to provide a consistent and improved user experience, helping users work more efficiently with data and tailor their experience to their specific needs. Note that select tables across integrations may support these enhancements while others may not. These updates will continue to roll out incrementally, so availability may vary. The third and final GA feature is Incident Sync from ServiceNow Workflow. You can leverage our seeded workflow to sync newly created, updated, or closed incidents in ServiceNow to OneTrust. This allows you to maintain a current and correct record of your ServiceNow incidents in the OneTrust platform. In issues management, there is one new feature that is generally available and three new public preview features, one of which is the new screen editor enhancements. In general availability, the first new feature, or the only new feature, is new task APIs. The following APIs are now available for use when creating, updating, and retrieving issue tasks. These APIs allow you to programmatically manage task workflows for issue objects, improving automation, visibility, and control. The new APIs are Create Task, Get Task, and Update Task. In public preview, the first feature is Risk to Issue Conversion. You can convert risks to issues on the risk register by assigning the risk to an issue's workflow and mapping existing risk attributes to the new record. This feature allows you to easily convert risks to issues when they fall outside your organization's risk criteria to help declutter your risk register and manage risk more effectively. You can revert conversions by restoring issues to risks on the new Convert Risks screen. The second feature is Issues Intake via Assessments. You can create assessment templates with an issue as the primary object and use Assess Issue Question Types to intake issues via assessments in the self-service portal. This enhancement uses assessment templates that support risk and issue creation via the assessment when it is launched and provides core teams an opportunity to formally conduct review before the issue record is fully created. Okay, looking at IT and security risk management, there are several new features in general availability. The first is threat and vulnerability library attributes. The threat and vulnerability library attribute tiles have been added to the attribute manager and include preceded attributes and attribute groups. This enhancement allows you to create custom attributes and groups to better organize and manage threats and vulnerabilities data that appear on the threat and vulnerability details screen. The next feature is reorder risk attribute options. You can reorder options for risk attributes that require a selection from a list. This new drag and drop functionality in the attribute manager lets you customize the display order of attribute options when managing records. Reordering is supported for system and custom attribute options with the following types: single select, multi-select, and numeric single select. The next feature is business objectives, and this feature is available to customers with the new solution packaging only. You can create business objectives using the new business objective menu within IT and security risk management. This feature enables you to establish strategic objectives and goals for your company while effectively monitoring the overall risks associated with achieving these key objectives. The next feature is risk hierarchies. You can create risk hierarchies by adding parent and child risks on the risk details screen and viewing the relationships on the new Risk Hierarchy Explorer. This feature allows you to configure multi-level risk relationships to connect risks within your organization. You can also configure roll-up attributes to compute the overall aggregated risk score of parent and child risks. The next feature is shared control implementations. You can create shared control implementations with multiple inventories or a single control implementation for each inventory from the Control Library and Inventory Details screen. You can also merge multiple implementations of the same library control into a single control or split a single implementation into several controls. This feature allows you to reduce the sprawl of control implementations created within your organization by removing redundant controls. Key capabilities include manage implementations in bulk, access related records, manage risk relationships, new control profile rules, and merge and split evidence tasks. The next feature in general availability is policies tab on control implementations. You can view and access policy standards, procedures, and privacy notices associated with control implementations on the new policies tab of the control details screen. When controls are added to documents, the document will inherit all implementations at the same organization level and display the data on the policies tab. The final GA feature is new Unlink Risks API. The new Unlink Risk API is now available for use when removing the association between the specific risk and the linked records. This API enables you to remove links between risks and inventories without deleting the risk record to help streamline inventory management and reduce manual effort. Moving on to public preview features, and there are a bunch, so the guys and gals over at IT and Security Risk Management are very busy. The first feature in public preview is seeded risk content. You can access preceded risk and business objective content for all available standards and frameworks on the Standards and Frameworks screen. This enhancement provides ready-to-use library content to enhance risk management capabilities by reducing implementation time and providing teams a head start when adopting new standards. The next feature is filter risk library content. You can filter the risk library screen to quickly locate risk templates that match the defined criteria. This enhancement streamlines navigation and helps you efficiently find relevant risk content. Available filters include category, organization, status, and standard and framework. The next feature is formula attribute enhancements. The formula builder used for formula type attributes has been enhanced to improve accuracy and reduce errors. These updates help to ensure formulas are configured correctly and intuitively. The enhancements include attribute option validation, function-specific logic, auto-formatting, and improved error messaging. The next feature is formula attribute option enhancements. You can create formulas in the formula builder using the if-then statement available for attribute options. This enhancement allows risk managers and site admins to easily configure automated risk score calculations using attribute options from single select or multi-select attributes to simplify the formula setup and improve accuracy. Next, we have support count of risk and custom matrix. The assessment aggregation methodology for custom matrix and risk count is now supported for score migrated tenants. The aggregation logic evaluates target, inherent, and residual risk scores independently to accurately reflect risk levels based on the total number of risks per level and to ensure consistency across your assessment data. The custom matrix is now supported for score type attributes in addition to sum and multiplication. Next, we have custom workflow enhancements. Custom risk workflows now support exception management when created via a cloned default risk workflow. This enhancement allows you to quickly configure workflows that meet the needs of your organization while retaining exception rules and behaviors defined in the default workflow when cloned. Next, we have risk to issues conversion. You can convert risk to issues on the risk register by assigning the risk to an issue workflow and mapping existing risk attributes to the new record. This feature allows you to easily convert risk to issues when they fall outside your organization's risk criteria to help declutter your risk register and manage risk more effectively. You can revert conversions by restoring issues to risk on the new converted risk screen. And the last new feature in public preview other than screen header enhancements is Insights IT and Security Risk Dashboard V2. An enhanced Insights dashboard is now available for IT and security risk management. The IT Security Risk Default V2 dashboard offers new visualizations, charts, and tabs, as well as an updated color palette, typography, and user flow. This new version provides you with an easier way to understand the current insights of your organization, helping you present critical data points to key stakeholders with confidence. And also note that the IT Risk Management Insights dashboard, the existing one, or V1, I guess, will remain available in the platform at this time, but it will be removed in a future release. Okay, now we're going to move on to mobile and OTT CTV consent. We are now in the M's, so hope everyone's sticking with me. This is a lot of new features in this release and a fairly long podcast, so appreciate you sticking with me. There are several features in general availability. The first is A/B testing coverage extended to mobile and CTV platforms. A/B testing is now supported on mobile and CTV applications leveraging the OneTrust Next Generation CMP SDKs. This enhancement allows you to test how your mobile and CTV templates perform by running different variant tests per the geolocation rule, ensuring compliance with regional data privacy laws. This extended support, combined with the adoption of the new CMP SDKs, enables you to expand the A/B testing feature, delivering a more seamless and engaging user experience across platforms. Next feature is the iOS Scanner V2 and Android feature parity. The new iOS Scanner introduces advanced app analysis capabilities, enabling intelligent automation for SDK classification via Cookiepedia, SDK metadata detection, and high-risk permission analysis. These enhancements improve the logic and reasoning behind SDK and permission risk assessments, strengthen user privacy protection, ensure compliance with iOS privacy regulations, and deliver full feature parity with our Android solution. The final GA feature is Analyze Android App Bundle File Types. The App Scanner now supports scanning, analyzing, and troubleshooting Android App Bundle or .aab files, enhancing compatibility with Android application formats. This enhancement simplifies the process and improves the user experience, allowing you to identify potential issues before deployment, eliminating the need to manually manage the .apk files. There is one new feature in public preview, and that is the screen header enhancements. I just want to take a quick moment to remind everyone that a lot of the features discussed in this podcast are also available on video in the release feature overview section in My OneTrust. So if you want to see a little short demo of these features, check out those videos. In Object Manager, there is one new feature that's general availability. It is new object type management APIs. The following APIs are available for use to manage custom object types using their unique names. These APIs enable users to enable object types for use in the platform, retrieve object record details, and update the object record details. The APIs are enable custom object type by name, get object type by name, modify custom object type by name. In PIA and DPIA automation, there are two new general availability features and one new public preview, which is the screen header enhancements. In general availability, the first feature is approver-only assessment sections. You can specify that certain template sections are visible and can be completed only by designated section approvers using approver-only assessment sections. These sections support the same functionality as normal sections, including all question types, conditional logic, etc. Users must have the assessment can be approver permission to access these sections. The next feature is comments and notes and reporting. You can view comments and notes from your assessments by adding them as related objects on your custom column reports for PIA and DPIA automation. This enhancement allows you to capture comments, notes, and their related metadata in your custom reporting. Next is policy management. There are two new GA features and one new public preview, which is screen header enhancements. In general availability, the first feature is link controls and risk to documents. You can link control implementations and their associated risk to documents via the controls tab of the document details screen. This enhancement improves reporting by enabling users to monitor control effectiveness and identify critical risk, making it easier to keep documentation accurate and up to date. The next feature is enhanced column reports. You can create custom policy, procedure, and standard column reports with additional related object types to enable a more comprehensive view of your control and risk relationships. The newly added objects are controls, control implementations, and risks. In policy and notice management, there is one new public preview feature, which is the screen header enhancements. Moving on to privacy noticing management, in general availability, we have link controls and risk to notices. You can link controls to notices along with their associated implementations and risk via the Controls tab of Privacy Notice Details screen. This enhancement improves reporting by enabling users to monitor control effectiveness and identify critical risks, making it easier to keep notices accurate and up to date. The next feature is enhanced column reports. You can create custom privacy notice column reports with additional related object types to enable a more comprehensive view of your conditional risk relationships. The newly added objects are controls, control implementations, and risks. The one new public preview feature is the new screen header enhancements. In privacy automation, there is one new GA feature and two new public preview features, one of which is the new screen header enhancements. In general availability, the new feature is enhanced web form imports. You can include rules and verification configurations when importing web forms. This enhancement allows you to import more comprehensive web form configurations and reduces the manual input required when leveraging imported web forms. In public preview, the one new feature is the Trust Center for Privacy Requests. You can add privacy request sections to your Trust Center to allow data subjects to view and comment on their data subject request. You can enable this feature alongside the Trust Center to centralize all privacy-related user experiences into a single intuitive customer portal interface, enhancing platform efficiency and elevating the user experience. In QRA and Vendor Portal, the one new public preview feature is screen header enhancements. In Settings and Administration, there is one new general availability feature. It is the deprecated workspace navigation experience. In the OneTrust Summer 2025 release, the workspace navigation experience was fully deprecated and removed from the OneTrust platform. All accounts that still have the workspace navigation experience enabled when their environment is upgraded to 2025.08.10 will be automatically transitioned back over to the default navigation. And if you're not sure what this means, we introduced a different way to navigate through the product, through the menuing system. We called it the Workspace Navigation Experience. We never fully released that as general availability, and now we are deprecating that completely, and everyone will be transitioned back to the default navigation. There is the one new public preview feature also, which is the new screener header enhancements. Next is third-party due diligence. There is one new feature in general availability and one feature in public preview, which is the screen header enhancements. The GA feature is Dow Jones Data Enrichments. You can leverage third-party due diligence screening results enrichments to display additional data elements from Dow Jones. Screening results now contain additional information such as image links, country identifiers for birth and citizenship, and whether adverse media is the result of a government action. The new public preview feature is the screen header enhancements. In third-party risk exchange, there is one new GA feature, which is automated profile matching, and one new public preview, which is the new screen header enhancements. The automated profile matching allows you to leverage automated profile matching to connect vendors to the exchange. This enhancement eliminates manual steps in the connection process and streamlines vendor onboarding. In third-party risk management, there are several new GA features. The first is DORA report generation, and this is available to customers with the new solution packaging only. You can configure, generate, and export a report that helps complete a standard European Banking Authority, or EBA, Digital Operational Resilience Act, or DORA, Registration of Information template. Configure relationships between inventory objects, add DORA system attributes to them, and visualize relationships using the Data Graph tool to check your work as you go. The next feature that is GA is the DORA system attributes, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. Use DORA system attributes to help configure and generate your DORA report. OneTrust DORA attributes are designed and optimized to avoid data entry duplication. For example, since legal entity identifiers of entities are requested for multiple columns within the register, OneTrust has consolidated this into a single attribute. The next new feature is engagement system attribute improvements for internal-external context. You can leverage improvements to third-party risk management engagement system attributes. The following updates have been implemented to further refine engagement attribute functions in OneTrust. The engagement external contact email was created to enable assignment functionality based on email. The engagement external contact attribute name has been changed to engagement external contact name. The next feature is multi-select user attributes support for engagements and contracts. You can leverage multi-select user attributes in engagements and contracts. This enhancement facilitates a more consistent and flexible data management experience by aligning with the behavior of other objects in the OneTrust platform. Next, we have update the parent vendor of an engagement. You can leverage the ability to move an engagement to a different parent vendor after the engagement is created. This eliminates the need to delete and recreate an engagement if it was made under the incorrect parent vendor, or if the parent vendor changes after the engagement was created. The one new public preview feature is screen header enhancements. Okay, last but certainly not least is universal consent and preface management. There are a bunch of GA features and some public preview ones as well. In general availability, we have the High Performance Data Subject APIs. High Performance Data Subject APIs are now available for use when retrieving data subjects' basic details, purpose details, email link tokens, and associations with data subject groups. These APIs improve existing data subject APIs by offering multiple separate APIs with more targeted queries to increase efficiency by providing faster response times. It's important to note that the data subject V4 APIs are available by default for new customers. Migration will be required for existing customers. Please contact your representative or OneTrust support for assistance. I'm not going to run through the list of APIs. You can check those out on the developer portal or in the release notes. The next new feature is bulk export APIs. The following APIs are now available for use to create and cancel bulk exports and retrieve their status, progress, download details, and credit details. These APIs enable users to extract large volumes of consent receipts and data subjects at once with a limit of 6 bulk exports per month. They are create bulk export, get list of bulk exports, get bulk export status, cancel bulk export, get bulk export download details, and get export credit details. This feature was also covered in the feature overview videos on My OneTrust, so check that out for more information. The next feature is new bulk export integration event. You can utilize the new bulk export completed reports to trigger when configuring workflows to send payloads when a consent receipt, cookie receipt, or data subject export is completed. This new integration allows you to automate file parsing and transfer process, providing you with the ability to trigger downstream activities from your OneTrust environment to third-party systems. The next feature is high-performance bulk import. You can launch the consent bulk import integration workflow using a built-in webhook trigger to import large volumes of consent records. This enhancement allows you to seamlessly perform data imports from a remote storage or directly from the documentation repository, providing you with a scalable solution that improves efficiency and performance. Next, we have Consent Data Subject Insights Dashboard. You can utilize the Consent Data Subjects Dashboard to analyze data captured across your collection points and purposes. This dashboard provides visibility into key consent state matrix at the data subject level, as well as the performance of consent based on receipts. Next, we have Language Field on Consent Data Subject Report. You can view data subject's language on consent reports using the data subject consent data type. This allows you to easily segment consent data by language, providing you a more accurate analysis of consent behavior, helping you identify regional trends. Next is Intelligent Consent Data Retention. Utilize the Retain Most Recent Consent setting in the Advanced Options section of your data subject receipt retention policies located in the Consent Data Retention screen within Global Settings to retain the most recent consent. In addition, you can navigate to Data Import, Import Templates, and select which data subjects you want to exclude from your retention policies using the Exclude Data Subjects from Deletion Import Template. These enhancements provide you with better data retention performance, ensuring that relevant information is preserved, accessible, and compliant with legal requirements. The last feature is Magic Links for OneTrust integration with Adobe Experience Platform. Magic Link configuration has been added to the OneTrust integration with Adobe Experience Platform to create persistent access tokens for data subjects that they can use to securely access the Preference Center. This enhancement streamlines the integration between OneTrust Universal Consent and Preference Management and Adobe Real-Time CDP, simplifying access and creating a smoother experience accessing the Preference Center. There are three new public preview features, one of which is the new screen header enhancements. The first feature is a big one, which is the Trust Center portal. You can leverage the new Trust Center to deliver a consistent branded experience across your organization while simplifying the process for managing user settings and choices. Trust Center allows you to centralize all privacy-related user experiences into a single intuitive customer portal interface, enhancing platform efficiency and elevating the user experience. Some of the Trust Center key features include unified portal, fast development, easy to align with your brand identity, and accessible and localizable. You can also check out the technical feature enablement video on MyOneTrust, which goes into detail on how the Trust Center works and how to set it up. The next feature in public preview is CMP Consent Context. We've added support to our existing data hierarchy to allow CMP consent users to provide consent for a purpose multiple times when using consent groups. When using consent groups with the unified profile feature, the CMP will use the same data subject for different consent groups, eliminating the need to create additional profiles. The last feature in public preview is screen header enhancements, and obviously I won't go into that one. Okay, that's it. We're done. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this helpful and informative. If you've got any feedback or questions or recommendations for the podcast, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. We'll be back next week with another podcast, and the 2025.08.2 release is coming up in a week or two, so we'll cover that one as well. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.